Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. I have been teaching on the subject man's inability to gain entrance into heaven by his own efforts. Regardless how religious you are, regardless how you work at trying to please God, you cannot get into the kingdom of God unless the Lord God will clothe you with his robe of righteousness. We cannot achieve that righteousness on our own. We cannot do anything on this planet that will merit us entrance into the kingdom of God. But the Bible at the same time teaches us that to come into the kingdom of God, to get into the kingdom, we have to be as perfect as God himself. That would sound like an oxymoron. How on earth can we then achieve this? If we don't have the ability to enter into the kingdom, if all our righteousness are as filthy rags, then and God still demands perfection, how do we enter in? The Bible very clearly teaches us that man is not capable. And I want religious people to listen to these scriptures. Man is incapable of entering into the kingdom because he is desperately wicked, constantly evil. He drinks iniquity like water, and his motives are, in most cases, if not all cases, very selfish. He does not think of God. He does not want to please God. He wants to please himself. That is found in Romans chapter 3. I am laying down the scriptures through my own words on what the Bible teaches us a person is. We have to accept the fact that we need help to get into the kingdom of God. We have to accept the fact that God has to do it for us. This is why he came 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. He took your sin and my sin upon himself. He paid the penalty. He paid the price that God demanded. For you see, we are heading for an eternity with God, and we need to become a new creation. And that happens the moment we become born again. And we become born again, not by the will of the flesh, but by the will of the Lord our God. This is what the Bible teaches. And today I will teach more on the subject of entering into the kingdom. We are in the season of Easter, or should we say the Passover, where religious people are trying to somehow convince themselves that they are ready to meet God. So listen carefully to this program today, for I will bring you a message on how complete the Lord has made our salvation. Before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will open people's hearts to the truth. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that we are fast running out of time. So open our hearts to hear these messages that you have given us by your word. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace of God. I thank you for the cross of Calvary. I ask you to bless each and every one here in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies Romans chapter 3, the first part of the chapter teaches us about man's depraved nature, his total inability to please God because of his own self-destructive ways. He teaches us of his main selfishness. Then the Lord tells us that it's useless for man to try to enter into the kingdom by keeping the law, because his heart does not seek the will of God. So he takes the law out of the way and tells us, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ upon all and to all them that believe. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are being freely justified by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So here is what God is telling us. It's useless that you even try. So I'll simply forgive your sins and will justify you and make you righteous. Now that is a very good deal if I ever heard one. He tells us you cannot do it, you're unable to do it, so I'll simply forget that you ever sinned and make you righteous, and that is it. But we have to remember, there was somebody who paid for those sins. We just accept the deal. And when I study that, it almost blows your mind. This is something that is almost, like I said, almost here, almost too good to be true. How can God do that? Just erase all my iniquities, just telling me that your sins are covered, your sins are forgiven. I now proclaim that you are righteous, made holy and righteous through the act, through the sacrifice that my Son gave to all of us on the cross. This is beautiful. No wonder the Word of God teaches any person who rejects that will have to face an eternity that will devour them, if an eternity of suffering and fire. We need to understand that God gives us this eternal life for free, and we better not reject it, because if we do, then the fierce wrath of God will come upon all them that reject this incredible salvation. It tells us in verse 28 of Romans chapter 3 that therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. When I look at that, I rejoice, because God has come to the conclusion that he will justify us by our faith and not by our deeds. This is as plain as somebody can make it, and we need to better take heed to that and listen to it. I want to bring your attention to a verse of scripture found in Galatians chapter 5. It will drive home the point I'm trying to make. It talks about the works of the flesh. It tells us the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lustful, idolatry, witchcraft, contentions, jealousy, wrath, strife, dissension, heresies, and envyings and murders and drunkenness and partying. So I want to ask you a question here. It tells us these are the works of the flesh. When we study these things, we can clearly see that we are guilty of some of them. I want you to study these. These are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, hatred, murders, drunkenness. Murderers, if you hate your brother, or if you have a grudge against your brother, you are a murderer. That's what the Bible teaches us. So I ask you here, if you're honest with yourself, you will have to confess that you are guilty of one of them for sure. But it says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is very, very straight to the point. There is no way that a person can justify himself by saying, well, I most of the time don't do those things. The Bible teaches us if we break one law, we are guilty of breaking them all. So, if you're doing these things, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. That's what it teaches us very clearly. But I want to bring your attention to a very similar scripture that will clarify what Galatians 5 teaches. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, that's people who party all the time, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Very similar scripture, only in a different book of the Bible. So again, we look them over and we see that we are guilty of at least one of them, covetousness. Most of us have a problem with that. Thieves, drunkards, partiers. Look at yourself. Be honest and accept the fact that you are here listed. But then it goes on to tell us in verse 11, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. That would almost sound like I'm giving somebody the license to sin. I am not doing that. I'm giving you Scripture. Scripture teaches us clearly what a born-again Christian is. He is exempt from all unrighteousness. Isn't that an interesting phrase? We are exempt from all unrighteousness. It does not apply to us because the blood of Jesus covers us. We have been washed and made holy by our precious Lord Jesus Christ. When I study these scriptures, I cannot imagine why anyone would reject that offer. We know for a fact that the judgment bar of God is not far from now. We all must appear before the judge of the universe. The Bible teaches us very clearly, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But why would somebody reject what God has to offer to us? It is because man's heart does not want God. He rejects the God of the universe. So his eyes are closed to this incredible offer that God is making to us. Yes, when a person is born again, his eyes open to the awesome truth of salvation. But before your eyes are open to this awesome truth, a man has to repent. You have to understand and know the fact that you are a sinner and that you need help. So many people very glibly accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. There is no repentance in their hearts, and they simply accept Him because somebody may lead Him in a prayer. Then throughout their lifetimes, they struggle with the fact that maybe they're not even born again. It is because they have never repented of the sin and the life that they live. They don't see their sinfulness. And then when they accept Jesus, what did they repent of? What were they given? They don't really know. So they struggle throughout their lives because they don't understand the total salvation of the Lord God. It tells us in Romans chapter 4, in verse 7, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. This is definite. And that was given to us by King David the psalmist. He already saw the grace of God and he rejoiced in it. So I'm asking you this question today. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him? Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Do you know for a fact that your sins have been covered, or should I say have been forgiven? The Lord God has imputed righteousness to the Christian. Do you understand that righteousness? Do you rejoice in it? The Bible teaches us for the reason for rejoicing is this, that our names are written in heaven. Is your name written in heaven? If it's not, then you need to come to the Savior today. Receive the incredible grace that He is offering you and become a child of the King. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen. Preach on a message of the total completion of our salvation, it brings great joy to my heart because I know that the Lord God has given us this message to preach. He wants us to understand that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. It tells us in Romans chapter 4, verse 7, "Blessed are ye whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." The psalmist understood that the Lord God did not impute sin to him. He understood that the Lord would come and someday take care of the sin issue at the cross. This is why they brought forth a lamb sacrifice every year. It was to cover the sin that they had committed. So we need to understand that the Old Testament, all those sacrifices, were a foreshadow of the sacrifice of God at the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus died on the cross for us, he said, "It is finished. The sin issue has been taken care of. The law that was condemning us has been taken aside. Now we have become a purchased possession. We have become sealed unto the day of redemption. We are now perfect and righteous as God himself." This way may be very hard for our minds to understand. But like I have said before, don't argue with your intelligence. Sometimes it's like arguing with the devil. Take the word of God at face value, and you will start to believe it. It'll come into your spirit, and you will start to understand how complete your salvation is. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, "The cause for rejoicing is not that diseases and the devils are in subject unto you, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven." Because regardless what we do here on earth, regardless what we see here on this planet, it'll soon be over. This dispensation of time is about finished. We are ready to get into a different dispensation where we will either be with God or we will be with the devil. This is the assured warning of the Word of God. So when I see the Word of God so plainly telling us that all our righteousness and all our good deeds are as filthy rags, and he will simply take our own efforts and put them aside, and he will take what he did for us. That will make us righteous. That will declare us sinless. That will make us acceptable to God. When I see that, I rejoice. And knowing and understanding that the eternity that is awaiting for us is so incredible real, we better have somebody more sure than ourselves that will take care of our salvation. So then, knowing that the Word of God is true, we rejoice in it, and we try to live our best for the Lord. Even though we said in his heart many times, we can still rest assured that he has taken care of our salvation. We can relax in it, rejoice in it, because the Word of God teaches us that he will never go back on his word. He will not lie. So I want you to look at these things. Turn to the Lord for your salvation. We are fast running out of time. The eternity that is prescribed in the Word of God is looming just ahead for everyone. And we need to be sure of where we stand. So turn to the Lord. Seek him for yourself. Don't worry about what other people are saying. Just make sure that you are going to be accepted by God. And the only way you'll be accepted is when you turn to him for that awesome salvation. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.